Hillary. The next Messiah. Obama was half black and she's only half woman. None to mention only half alive. Oh, you can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, moan, look for a fucking safe space. Dig in your heels and hold on tight. You can shove your opinions up your ass, that way Hillary's cock has something to keep it company. Either you are wrong or I am right. Don't forget, my friends and my enemies, the ever-present, the most likely third possibility, you are wrong and I am right. And you can go fuck yourself. What's up, snowflakes? It is I, with the great one himself. I am the founder of Snowflake Burn Society on the internet since 1999, podcasting for 11 years. It'll be 12 years in 10 days, 11 days, whatever the fuck it is, until November the 1st. 12 fucking years of stating the obvious podcast and weapons platform from which I launched the cruise missile Mayans like homes in on and destroy stupid motherfucking status. All around the goddamn world, doesn't matter what kind of fucking state, be a right-wing status, a left-wing status, a homo status, fucking statheist, femi status, GLBT, KKK status, whatever the fuck kind of status you are, we can mow you down with the fucking 50 caliber machine gun, because you will be glowing in the dark after being nuked by the nuclear-tipped motherfucking cruise missile, because we all know that radiation makes people glow in the dark. Radiation, you don't get that joke unless you've listened to Robin Williams' comedy album, the one entitled Reality, What a Concept. Radiation! Anyway, greetings, I am still the great one himself. The website was down for a while. This is the first podcast in 10 days, first podcast to go out, I think, in a week. No, did I? No, I actually did not put anything out last Friday, so this is coming out. So, yeah, it's been a while. Had some trials and tribulations there with the website. Was moving it to a different server. And I've done this before, and normally it works out just fine. This time around, something went wrong somewhere, and I was faced with two choices. Either digging through the database and trying to figure out what was causing the problem and why the database, the files when it were fine, it was a database problem, why the database would not work over at the new server, or just starting over. Not completely starting over, because of course I had all of my, because I do things like back up my fucking website. Because, gee, you think one day somebody might, remove my website from the interwebs because I say things that aren't popular with social justice warrior fucking snowflakes? Gee, you think? So I keep my shit backed up. So I had all the posts and the podcast and all the other shit. It was easy enough to recreate it. As far as the files go, it's just in installing all the plugins. I got to configure Google Analytics, and you got to configure the JIT, and you got to configure that, and then you got to reattach with the podcasting shit, and you got to get the podcasting shit fucking reattach shit. And hang on a minute, I need to make a note real quick, and I don't want to bore you guys with a bunch of fucking whining about the website. It was what it was. It is what it is. The only thing that's not working at this point is the part where it automatically posts the latest podcast to Feminist Book, the Twitterverse, and Google Minus. And I can live without that until I figure it out, because there's some weird sort of errors going on there. Blueberry. I have the link. Right, okay. Fine. Podcast is the podcast. Well, the podcast is back also. The website is back. And I am still the great one himself. I am the founder. You can send us email. By us, I mean myself and the lovely and adorable Randy, who's over there in the control room right now, being seen and not heard the way women should be. The way Hillary Clinton should have been at the debates. Actually, Hillary should have been neither seen nor heard. Donald Trump should have been heard sometimes and not seen at all. I went to a bar to have a drink and get some food. And I go in there and there's a bunch of people, thank you, Randy's reminding me I didn't finish my... Oh, I tangented. When does that ever fucking happen, right? You can send us email, us being Randy and myself. You can send us email to God, it's dog spelled backwards, God at CYNLIBSOC.com on the fucking interwebs. I think the email is mostly working. I still need to test that and make sure that's okay. Because I got to transfer the email shit too. So maybe don't send the email right now. If you want to send us an email, wait about a week. That way, by then, I'll know that the shit's fucking working right. I'm also drinking a Dos Equis Amber. It's the official beer of the moment. So I go to a bar last night to have a beer, get some food. Because it had been a busy day. I didn't feel like cooking. There's a bunch of people in there, and I asked the bartender, who's this reasonably attractive little girl, I said, well, what the fuck's all this shit? She's like, oh, they're here for the debates. I'm like, no, please. Are there debates on tonight? She goes, yeah. I said, what time? She says, 7 o'clock. I'm like, oh, fuck. All right, so I have to be out of here by 7 o'clock. I was not out by 7 o'clock. I actually heard some of the debate. It was fairly pathetic. It was two retarded children. I remember Donald Trump talking about, it's terrible that women rip their fetuses from their womb the day before they're going to give birth. You know, it's like abortion. I've talked about abortion. I've explained abortion. And then Hillary was going on about how there's all these babies who are dying from gun violence. It's like, what the fuck are you talking about? There are no babies dying from gun violence. It's just, I didn't pay that much attention because I couldn't. It's this theater of the absurd, which is put on for those of you who are generally in what I would call the basket of inferiors, who are so stupid that you believe you elect a president. It's all just theater. It was simply too ridiculous for me to pay. Oh, then the other thing I remember is somehow or another, because I was fading in and out of it, somehow the WikiLeaks thing came up, and Hillary's going on about how, you know, her emails were leaked by the Russians because the Russians want Donald Trump to win the election. I'm thinking, well, first of all, just because the Russians leaked the emails doesn't mean the emails aren't true. But of course, remember, in politics, truth doesn't matter, right? It's kind of like saying this. Let's say that a woman's walking down the street and a guy comes by and snatches her purse, I can't fucking talk, snatches her purse and starts running down the street. And another man runs the guy down, catches him. Right, so Alice is walking down the street. Bob snatches her purse and runs away. Charles chases Bob down, tackles him, gets the purse back. And then Alice goes, well, but Charles is a pedophile. Okay. Even if Charles is a pedophile, Bob still snatched your purse. The fact that Charles is a pedophile who got your purse back doesn't change the fact that Bob snatched your purse. I know this is really fucking complicated for those of you who are Hillary Clinton voters and thus not very intelligent. Let's say that the evil, which is hilarious, because remember, when the Russians were the Soviet Union, when they were communist, when they were putting people in concentration camps and gulags and killing them and starving their own people, it was liberal Democrats who couldn't shut the fuck up about how wonderful the Soviet Union was, how wonderful the Russians was, and how we need to make peace with the Russians, and we need to get rid of our nuclear weapons and embrace the Soviet Union because they're so wonderful. Now, all of a sudden, the Russians are these terrible people. When did the Russians become the bad guys for liberal Democrats? Liberal Democrats spent the entire Cold War sucking Soviet cock and swallowing their cum. Now all of a sudden the Russians are bad people. Okay, so let's say though the Russians are bad people. Let's say that like in the United States, all the heterosexual white men with jobs in Russia who control their patriarchy, because we know, you know, the gender queers and the minorities and stuff in Russia, they're all pure, pristine snowflakes like they are here in the United States. Let's say all heterosexual white men with jobs in Russia are child molesters and wife beaters and pedophiles and rapists and murderers and all this other stuff, just like here in the United States, like me and Donald Trump and all the rest of you who are white men who work for a living. Let's say that's true. And let's say that they got Hillary Clinton's emails and leaked those emails because they want Hillary Clinton to lose the election. Let's say that's true. Let's say that's true, if I can fucking talk. Okay, that's all true. Hillary Clinton's emails are still the fucking emails she wrote. The emails from the DNC where they talk about how they fucked over Bernie Sanders, who's now stumping for Hillary Clinton, so that Hillary Clinton could be the presidential nominee. Those are still the emails they wrote. Okay, just because Charles caught Bob doesn't mean Bob didn't steal Alice's purse. Just because, again, let's just say it's true. This is always the easiest thing to do when you're arguing with stupid, inferior people. Let's pretend everything you're saying is true. And you will find when you do that, it changes nothing. People, well, the Russians just want Donald Trump to win. Okay. That doesn't change the fact that Hillary Clinton and the people at the DNC and all that stuff actually wrote these emails. Doesn't change the fact that Hillary Clinton used an insecure email server. Doesn't change the fact that the DNC made sure Bernie Sanders didn't have a shot at the presidential nomination. It doesn't change any of that. If I go out and I rape a woman, and you come to me and say, great one, you raped this woman, we're going to put you in jail. And then I say, well, this guy over here raped a woman also. You don't go, oh, well, fuck, you're right, that guy, never mind. You just go on about your, it doesn't matter. It doesn't fucking matter why the Russians leaked the emails. Again, pretending they really did. All that matters is the information in the emails true? Did the emails really get written by Hillary Clinton and the other DNC cunts? Or are they falsified? They could be falsified. I don't deny that. But that's the only part that matters. Are they real or are they fake? It does not matter. Did Bob snatch Alice's purse or not? It does not matter if the person who caught Bob after he snatched Alice's purse is a pedophile or not. All that matters is, did Bob snatch Alice's purse? Yes or no? I understand this is very complicated for many of you out there, especially for those of you who are millennials. Today, we're going to talk about millennials because you know what? There's nobody who's better at making fun of millennials than I am. Probably not in the entire history of the world. CSU Collegian picked up a copy. I always pick up a copy of a stack. I'd have a stack of fucking CSU Collegians. I'm jumping ahead. This is almost a recent event. This is almost a current event. This is October 18th, 2016 issue of the CSU Collegian. There's an article in here. It's a big long one. That's what she said. It's entitled, Millennials Aren't Big Spenders or Risk Takers. And that's going to reshape the economy. Now, I have read parts of this, but I have not read the entire article to include the, like, two beginning columns. Because I started reading this, and it was so pathetic, and I was laughing so hard that I said, you know, I'm going to save this. This is going to be almost entirely unscripted, almost entirely cold reading. Let's start with the title. Millennials aren't big spenders or risk takers, and that's going to reshape the economy. Yes, it is, because you see, a big part of spending is paying the taxes when you spend stuff. As millennials grow up and the boomers and X and everybody else ahead of them gets old and starts getting their Social Security, it's the millennials and their children who are going to have to pay the taxes to provide the Social Security benefits for all the old people. And if they're not spending money and paying sales taxes, they're going to get more, they're going to find more and more money taken from their paycheck. Well, I mean, it doesn't even matter. Even if they were spending money and paying sales taxes, the money is going to evaporate. And in that sense, that's definitely going to affect the economy. Another thing about that, they're not risk takers. That's going to affect the economy because most of them, I think for the most part, contrary to what you may think, they're fairly content to work for other people and just be lazy pieces of shit. None of them are going to invent anything, create anything, excel at anything. None of them are going to, contrary to what you've heard about change, none of them are going to seek out a society, a world, a nation state, a economy, a political system that is different from what we have now. They are perfectly content to sit here right now with their cell phones and waste their lives away. Now, on the very back page, this is a two-page article. On the very back page, there is a photo. It says, photo courtesy of McClatchery Tribune. And it's a photograph of, hey, look at this again. Is this a cut-off person or is that something else? I can't figure. I think there's some people cut off in this photo. It's hard to tell. Yeah, it is. That's definitely someone's shoulder and arm. Okay. It's six people. I think they're supposed to be millennials. And at first I saw this and I thought, okay, they got a photo from something called the McClatchery Tribune of six people who are supposed to be millennials. Well, it's six people with an article about millennials. Thus, I'm inferring, perhaps incorrectly, that it's supposed to be a picture of millennials. And I thought to myself, okay, the stupid little millennial fucks who... Hang on a second. Oh, this is written by somebody named Don Lee at the Tribune, Washington... Tribune? Not Tribute. The Tribune Washington Bureau, whatever the fuck that is, it's something that normal people don't give a shit about. So this wasn't written by the college students, but it's in the college newspaper. And so the first thing, when I saw this, I thought, well, this is a college newspaper by college kids. Why didn't they just take a picture of some college kids and put that in the newspaper? Why did they need a stock photo in a newspaper written, put out, published for millennials in order to show millennials in an article about millennials what millennials look like? Colorado State University campus is, well, it's covered in millennials. Millennials are everywhere. They're all over the fucking campus. And then I looked at the picture. I actually looked at the picture. And I realized why they didn't just go outside, or they could have taken a picture of whoever was in the newsroom at that particular moment. I realized why they didn't do it. Because it's diversity! Okay, in the photo from left to right, we have a white man on his back is a black woman. We're not even being subtle anymore. There is a white man carrying a black woman on his back. To his left, there is a black man carrying an Asian woman on his back. Or maybe not carrying. Maybe they're really hunched. No, they have to be, because her head is above. The women all have their heads above the heads of the men. And to the left of the black man, and it's hard to tell in this photo, it's a newspaper photo, and also from the angle, I think, could be wrong, hard to tell, I'm not sure if this is a white man or if it's a, Randy, what's the politically correct word for brown people this week? Is it Hispanic? Is it Latino? Is it Beaner? Yes, I said that out loud. What is it? What are we calling them this week? It's a brown guy. I think it's a brown man. On his back is a woman. And as far as I can tell from this photo, and it's difficult because she's very nearly cropped out, pretty sure she's a black woman. And that's when I understood why they used a stock photo. No white women, only one white man, and he's carrying the black woman on his back. Oh, subtlety, where is thy sting? Let's get this party started. Let's see what happens. I say, cold reading. I have no idea what's coming. They're known for bouncing around jobs, delaying marriage, and holing up in their parents' basement. Dubbed recently as the Children of the Great Recession by Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton. Yes, because you see, they're living in their mom's basement doesn't have anything to do with them not being able to get a job because they're lazy, stupid, incompetent, have no skills, went to college, got a fucking worthless degree. I majored in human resources and international communications, and I should make just as much as a man who is an engineer and has 30 years of experience because wage gap. Millennials are the best educated. Oh my God. Hold on, I need to take a breath. Millennials are the best educated and most diverse population of young people in U.S. history. Okay, they're also the biggest failures, which tells us that your education and your diversity don't actually translate into anything useful. Let me remind all of you listening, there is a difference between education and intelligence. There's a difference between education and competence. There's a difference between education and ability. Education means that you gave $80,000 to a college and the college gave you a piece of paper. That is what education means. Education does not directly correlate to, translate into, an ability to create value, intelligence, wisdom, integrity, nothing. Absolutely nothing. Education simply means you gave a college $80,000, $100,000, $150,000, $200,000. They gave you a piece of paper. Again, your diversity, it doesn't mean anything. It translates, economically speaking, I know it's going to hurt your fucking snowflake feeling. It doesn't translate into anything. If I need to hire 4 people to move furniture, there is no reason that hiring 4 people who have different color skin is going to somehow result in a better outcome than hiring 4 people who have the same color skin. Diversity, despite what you have heard, has, again, no direct correlation on economic performance, productivity, intelligence, wisdom, integrity, nothing. That's why the millennials are living in their parents' basements. It's not because of evil Republicans. At least not any more than it is also because of evil. Yeah, Republicans and Democrats have equally destroyed the economy. But the Messiah himself, Hussein Obama, he's half black. Okay, you can't get more diverse than, you could get more diverse than being half black and half white if you had three parents, which, given the rate at which women spread their legs today, I mean, there's probably a lot of children out there who actually do have two fathers. You can't get more diverse than being half black and half white. You've had a half black, half white fucking walking on water Messiah president for the last 8 fucking years. Why is the economy not fixed yet? What the fuck has he been doing for these 8 years of change, hope, and forward? And if a half black man hasn't been able to fix things in 8 years, what makes you think Hillary Clinton will be able to fix anything in the next 8 years just because she has a hole between her legs? They are also perhaps the most coddled, some would say spoiled. As they emerge this year into the United States' largest demographic group, some 75 million strong, millennials are taking up the mantle as the most impactful generation since the baby boomers. Okay, sure. Aren't all generations, and obviously we're general, aren't all generations the most impactful when they're young, dumb, and full of cum? When they first get to that point where, oh, look, we can vote for the first time and express our stupidity through the ballot box. I can finally go drink alcohol legally. And, I mean, this is all generations. Their influence has started slowly because they're all very slow. Their influence has started slowly. Oh, God. Deep breath. Their influence has started slowly due largely to the economic instability that has left many struggling to find good-paying jobs and saddled with staggering student loan debt. Okay, I still don't understand this. If college is your path to an education, and your education is so fucking wonderful, and you're so educated, and you've had a half-black, half-white Messiah for 8 fucking years, why can't you find a job? I mean, what more do you fucking millennials need? You went to college, you got this diploma you think was worthwhile, you've got your tolerance, you're so tolerant, you're diverse, you're genderqueer, you're a boy one day, you're a girl the next day, you hate heterosexual white men who have jobs, you voted for Obama, you've swallowed Obama's cum, you've got a Hillary Clinton t-shirt, you're better than all those evil, terrible people who are in the basket of deplorables. If you're so fucking awesome, why can't you find a fucking job? Better yet, if you're so goddamn smart, why can't you start your own business? You can't stop sucking Steve Jobs' cock. I mean, the man's been dead for how long, and you're still sucking his cock and getting cum out of his ballsack? He didn't sit around, I can't find a job. No, he went in his fucking garage, and he fucking created something. If you're so fucking smart, you nasty little filthy disgusting fucking shit-faced millennials, go in your fucking garage, I'm sorry, your mom's garage, and fucking create something. I can't find a job. I have a diploma in ethnic studies and international relations, and I can't understand why nobody will hire me. Thank the gods for Dos Equis. millennials, adults under 35, are certain to shape the economy for decades to come. And they're coming of age in the midst of the worst financial crisis since the Great Depression has bred distinct traits that could pose special challenges for the nation's future growth and prosperity. Really? You think an entire generation of completely stupid, parasitical, lazy, ignorant, fucking stupid little fucks who hate white men who have jobs, you think that could pose some challenges? Really? Really? Could it now? Oh, well, let's find out. Let's keep reading. Let's find out what kind of challenges the little millennial shits are going to pose to the future of the United States. Shall we? You want to find out with me? I want to know. Let's find out. For starters, millennials are not big spenders, at least not in the traditional sense. By that, I assume they mean that, by not in the traditional sense, I assume they mean that millennials are perfectly okay with spending large amounts of money to get worthless college degrees that they then can't pay for. That's just my assumption. Let's find out what this really smart guy, Don Lee, is really talking about. This is kind of true. Millennials tend to prefer experiences over buying things and accumulating stuff. I think there's some truth to this. This is why I like to travel. Right? Instead of buying some whatever it is that is necessary to start their own business and make more money, they like experiences. They spend their money. I want to travel. It's for experience. You know, I go to college. It's for the experience. Because I don't think they understand the money has to be paid back. To them, an impressive selfie capturing a memorable moment is, in some sense, as enviable as a new car or fancy watch was to their parents. Yeah, because this is because their egotism just shows in a different way, right? For older people, I would agree with, you know, older people. It's like, I have a great car. This shows what I have accomplished. Now here's the difference. When you have your new car, your new watch, you had to pay money for that. And again, I know, just shut the fuck up. I know there's exceptions. I'll talk about it in a second. Some people just buy the shit on credit. They can't pay for that any more than the millennial can pay for their college diploma. Yes, absolutely. Those people exist. I get that. I'm not talking about them. For many people, old people, going out buying that new car is something you do when you've done enough work. You've created enough value for other people. You have amassed enough of a fortune that you can now afford to buy a fucking red Lamborghini. The difference between that and the millennial doing the selfie picture is that the selfie picture didn't cost anything. The millennial didn't have to create value for other people in order to acquire the selfie picture. The baby boomer with the red Ferrari had to do something to make the money to be able to afford the red Ferrari. Again, assuming he didn't buy it on credit and then can't afford to make the payments and it gets repoed a month later. Neil Howard, an economist and demographer, let's see if we can pronounce words correctly today, who coined the term millennials with co-author William Strauss, sees it as part of a redefining of American conspicuous consumption. Instead of material wealth, millennials show off through their travels, hobbies, and even meals, which get photographed and posted on Facebook, Instagram, and other social media. So you see, unlike Previous generations had conspicuous consumption. The millennials don't have conspicuous consumption. This goes back to the book I talked about on this podcast called Greenwashing. Okay, so for the millennial, for the nasty little filthy millennial with the college degree in motherfucking international communications and hyphenated studies, to do this traveling, well, they need airports, airplanes, jet fuel, automobiles, petrochemical industry, electricity, coal-burning nuclear power plants. For them to post shit on Facebook, they need, it's billions around the world. Post shit on Facebook, they need hundreds of thousands of computers and a giant computer server farm with air conditioning that burns fossil fuels. You know, the idea that the millennials aren't consuming. No, they're consuming. It's just that their consumption is out of sight, out of mind, right? The stupid people think that the internet is something that exists on their cell phone. They think, well, I'm not having an environmental impact because I don't use paper. I put everything on my cell phone. They're not smart enough to understand the cell phone has to be charged up every night, using electricity generated by burning fossil fuels. Again, the fucking server farm, everything that goes to keep the internet running does far more environmental destruction. I know this is going to hurt your little fucking snowflake feelings. Facebook, their servers, their employees commuting to work, the electricity, Facebook does more damage to the environment than a piece of paper does. Just that as a millennial, as somebody who's not very intelligent, you don't recognize that because it's not right in front of you. You think, well, I didn't use a piece of paper, therefore I am saving the earth. Quote, if you're a foodie, you can go out and have some incredible dining experience. Again, an incredible dining experience. Conspicuous because you're spending money on some fucking food. You know what? Old people, we have this concept. It's called cooking food at home. I've talked about this before too. Like, I used to think that being a foodie meant you prepared your own food. Then I found out that being a foodie simply means you like to eat, which is what us old people just call eating. But you fucking millennials, because you're these fucking special snowflakes who have gotten an award for every did you breathe today? Oh my God, you breathed today. Oh, here's an award for you. Oh my God, that was the best breathing I've ever seen. Because you millennials need a fucking award for everything you do. You invented a word for people who eat food. I'm a foodie. Quote, if you're a foodie, you can go out and have some incredible, so it lacks credibility, that's what the word incredible means, lacking in credibility, dining experience. And then you can curate it almost as if it were a thing, Hal said. Millennials are one reason restaurants have been doing so well and hiring so many workers. If restaurants are doing so well and hiring so many workers, why can't millennials find jobs? Dominique Artis. I seem like there was something else I needed to make fun of in that. Think about this. Think about how much of a fucking loser you are. That eating some food is the highlight of your day, week, whatever. I mean, don't get me wrong, I like food too. I like food a lot. I buy my shit at this fucking, what do you call it, supermarket thing. What do you call that big building with all the food in it? I got a fucking supermarket thing, right? I buy my meat, my steak, my ground beef, all that stuff when it's in the fucking discount bin because it's at expiration date. It's perfectly fine. The stores cover their ass. Get filet mignon for 50% off. I bring it home. I cook it in a pan. Put it in the fucking cast iron skillet. Cook the filet mignon. Flip that motherfucker over. Pull it up. It's just right. I said, now eat. It's fucking delicious. I don't need to fucking curate it. I don't need to fucking post this on fucking Instagram. Like it, everybody. I ate food. Dominique Artis, 29, typifies his generation. If my mother had named me Dominique, I would fucking kill her. Especially if I was a man. Of course, then again, he might be gender neutral. You know, there are 7,300,000 different genders. In between jobs this year. Wait, I thought the restaurants were hiring. Okay. Dominique Artis, 29, typifies his generation. In between jobs this year, the Tallahassee, Florida resident scrounged money from family and friends so he could immerse himself in Hebrew studies this summer at Middlebury College in Vermont. Last year, it was the art of glass blowing, and before that, it was getting voice lessons. This is what I'm talking about. We're not a consumptive spender. We don't spend a lot of money. No, you are spending. It's not even your money. You're fucking begging money from your family and friends to study fucking worthless shit that will not allow you to create value for other humans, so those humans will give you money so that you can pay it back and so you can pay your own fucking bills. No, instead you're gonna be a fucking parasite for your entire fucking you're 29 fucking years old and you're still a fucking parasite. This is a Hillary Clinton voter right here. This is the basket of inferiors. Do something to create value for other humans. Stop being, we take away the welfare. It's like, that's all natural selection. It all comes down. It's natural selection on top of natural selection on top. It's natural selection all the way down. If you don't get that joke, I've made it. It's turtles all the, just go to Google, DuckDuckGo, whatever search in Bing. If you're old, type in turtles all the way down. It's natural selection all the way down. That's the answer. Take away the welfare and Dominique Artis would be dead. He is going to be a fucking parasite on heterosexual white men who have jobs for the rest of his fucking life. Do something of value to other humans. When you do that, other humans will give you their money. This is the most basic concept, the most basic economic relationship between humans. And the millennials have no fucking clue about it. I think I'll follow my dreams and money will show up. Because that's what my teacher said. Quote, music is such an emotional and experiential event, unquote, he said. Artis is interested in his career. What do you mean his career? He doesn't have a fucking career. If he had a fucking career, he wouldn't need to beg for money from his friends and family. If he had a career, he wouldn't be between jobs. He doesn't have a fucking career. He's a fucking parasite. Parasiting is not a fucking career. Are you Yes, you are. I was about to ask the question, are you millennials actually this stupid? Yes, you are. Artist is interested in his career and making money too. He's just not interested enough in his career and making money to have a career or make any money. No, we can't be bothered with that. Friends and family should just give me money. Holy fuck, this is great. This is everything about millennials that is pathetic. Wait, everything about millennials is pathetic. Except, alright, some of the girls are fuckable. But only for short term. God, can you imagine the people who marry these men who marry these women, how miserable they must be? Oh, can't I even imagine? I've dated some of the younger ones. They're just dumber than fuck. It's just that, okay, Artis is interested in his career and making money too. It's just that he's got other things on his mind, like taking a trip to Cuba next year. Okay, he has no job, he has no money, he's spending money learning Hebrew, and now he's going to take a trip to Cuba. This is what I'm saying. We're not interested in money. No, you are interested in money. You're just not in, you millennials just aren't interested in earning money. You're very interested in spending money. Specifically, other people's money. Such priorities may well give artists and his fellow millennials a more fulfilling, well-balanced life than, say, workaholic boomers. No. Spending a lot of money you don't have and amassing more debt now, I'm thinking about this. See, here's I'm running in my mind. I'm trying to think about this. Because, I mean, sure, there's old people, workaholics. Yeah, that's miserable shit. I've been there. And I've never been a serious workaholic, but I'm all about life balance. I'm all about life balance, as you know, if you've listened to this podcast for a long time. I'm about not killing yourself for work, yada, 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 yada. But what I'm trying to wrap my brain around right now, and I don't have a good answer at this point, this is something I'm going to think about. What goes through the boomer's mind? I mean, the boomer, fuck, the millennial. As they're spending all this money they don't have. At what point, well, do they think that at some point in the future they will just magically become rich? And be able to pay off all the student loan debt and the credit cards and all the friends and family they borrowed from? Or do they think they just don't have to pay that back? See, that's the part that I don't understand. When you say, well, they have a better life balance. Well, sure, if you're just spending money all the time and doing stuff you enjoy, I agree. It's not a good work-life balance. Because you're not doing any work. A good work-life balance is doing work, getting the money, spending some of the money on stuff you enjoy, spending time on stuff you enjoy, and putting some money away so that when you get older, you don't have to work at all, and you can spend all your time doing fun stuff. But, I mean, here, he's just spending money. He has no job, he has no career, he has no income. He's between jobs. He's just spending money. Does he think that's not going to catch up with him? Whether he thinks that someday in the future he's going to get right back, oh my God, you did Hebrew studies and you can blow glass and you've had voice lessons and you went to Cuba. You're exactly the person we were looking for to be our CEO. Here's $10 million a year. Does he think that's going to happen? Blah, 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 workaholic boomers. But that may not be great for a U.S. economy driven by consumer spending, which accounts for 2/3 of the nation's gross domestic product. And yeah, this is true. When people stop buying shit, the people who sell and manufacture and transport the shit will start losing jobs. That's how that works. People stop going to restaurants, waiters lose their jobs. Let's say people stop buying color as if there's any television other than a color one. Oh man, I'm so fucking old. I have to say color television to distinguish it from the black and white TV we have downstairs in the basement. Let's say people stop buying televisions. Okay. Any place in the United States where they manufacture televisions goes out of business. Television repair goes out of business. The furniture you put televisions on, don't need it anymore. Cable company, I mean, sure, there's still internet and other stuff, but I'm just illustrating. The cable company, everything they have to do with television goes away. Not necessarily a bad thing. Satellite dishes, because we all know how much cable TV sucks for what it costs. I've never had cable TV in my life. I've never paid for cable. It's a joke, right? But the television's manufactured overseas, okay? So the manufacturing overseas stops. They used to take those TVs in Japan or China, wherever they made, put them on a ship. The ship brings them over here. Less jobs with the ships. The ship would get here. They have to be unloaded. Okay, now you need less dock workers. Dock workers lose their jobs. There's less televisions to put in a semi-truck drive across the country. Semi-truck drivers across the over-road truck drivers lose their jobs. When you stop consuming, people involved in the supply chain of the consumption lose their jobs. More unemployed people, more people on welfare, and add to that all the old boomers who want their Social Security because they voted for that, by God, and they're going to get their retirement money. You millennials, you're going to fucking pay it. All right, we'll be back. I am not even. That's 10, that's maybe. That might be 20% of the article. There's a lot more to come. This is brilliant.